B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hey, here we go. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Today's a great day here at the radio station. We like to come into work on days off because, like we said on the air a couple times, people's schedules are a little different when there's a day off, you know, and somebody that might listen to the show at 6 a.m. typically might get into their car at 8:30 on a day off and listen to the show and hear something different. So right. We like to be here for them.
Yeah.
You know, and not everybody has off.
The real reason, though, we like to be here.
Tell them the real reason. Yeah.
Is that we like to bank the day because we worked. It's a paid holiday, so we get to say, hey, no, we worked, so we're going to take this day later in the year. And then number two, everyone's gone.
Yeah, nobody's ever here.
It just shows. So, like, we don't have to have our boss be like, all right, let's break down the formatics of this and blah, 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 blah.
Why are you not doing better in men 62 plus?
Yeah.
No.
Can you find a way to appeal to deaf people?
In fact, all of our cars are running. Yeah. And as soon as this podcast is over, we're out of here.
Oh, well, no, I screwed up, y'all. So I planned a brunch at 11 a.m.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah, no, but we're probably going to jet out of here by 10 something.
Yeah. I mean, I got to cut a commercial after this. You got to do your afternoon show, plan your afternoon show.
I got to not record my afternoon show.
Yeah, I know. And then what are you doing after this?
Me?
Yeah.
Going home.
Now, you guys, by the way, are more than invited to come to my brunch. It's just me, Sterling, and a friend.
Mm.
I would love to go, but I don't want to hang out for an hour and a half.
Why? I'm a good company.
I know.
An hour and a half, they're going to be there by 11.
Well, I have a blog to write, so if it takes me that long, I'll go. Yeah.
I think I'm going to take Dean to the Midnight Diner. My six-year-old son's in here today.
I'm going to the Manchester.
I really need to go home and do a Peloton class. Well, I had a donut this morning. This?
Come with me, get a salad, because you're going to need something to get you going, and then go home and work out.
All right, maybe I'll do that.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to say something to you, and I don't want you to get mad.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I feel your pain.
Get a pen ready, in case you get mad.
Don't get a pen ready, Loren. I can feel your pain. Do you have a little pimple right here?
Yes.
That is in the worst spot.
Listen, so we all have pimples.
It's on the lip. It is the worst.
We all have pimples right now. Elena's got one on her forehead. She's going to kill me for saying that. But we've been on this like Nutella kick in our house, and it's just killing all of us.
Oh, is that what the pimple?
Yeah.
If you get one like here, mm-hmm. like on your lip, it's hard because you can't.
Yeah, you can't squeeze it.
Oh, and it just hurts so much.
Yeah.
I've been breaking out recently, having bad skin, but I'm also scared. Like, I had a pimple on my arm, and it bursted today, and I'm nervous that because I have psoriasis. And what psoriasis likes to whenever there's any trauma to your skin, it likes to then attack it. Bless you. And so I'm now afraid that there's now a nick on my arm. I'm afraid there's going to be a psoriasis forming there. So now I'm, like, super scared.
Yeah.
I should be in a bubble.
Dean. What's up, buddy? Come talk on our podcast. Put that phone down. Come get on that chair and talk on our podcast. Dean is dying to do not a podcast, but he wants to do a YouTube channel. My 6-year-old son.
You'd be a phenomenal YouTube star.
What do we want to do on YouTube?
I already know. Let me guess. It's either trucks, like something involving big trucks or like construction trucks, or you want to do one of those unboxing channels. Where you unbox toys.
No, I'll get to the mic. What do you want to do?
Oh, yeah, what do you want to do?
I want to do video gaming.
Video? I was so off.
You want to be a gamer?
I thought you wanted to do an abandoned video with your dad.
Yeah, that too.
What's an abandoned video?
Those are fun.
Out abandoned places.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we have to do before we go on their property?
Ask.
Yeah, we have to get permission.
And make sure it's not haunted.
Yeah, or you just sneak. But, like, Dean and I watched this amazing video of an abandoned... You would love this, Loren. It was abandoned in, like, 2008. Mm-hmm. It's a huge, on-the-beach, in Florida, tennis/condo development. And the guy walks through it. And it's almost like a time warp. Like,
Why is it deserted, though?
I think it got deserted because in 2008, the economy fell.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't keep their upgrades. And then people it was like a timeshare thing and people stopped paying their timeshares.
Oh.
But like President Bush even stayed there. It was that nice.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And so we watched that, and Dean and I are like, oh, we got to go do abandoned videos. Now, what's the one thing, tell Roy and Loren, when we drive to go to our nanny Mary's house, there's something abandoned in the woods that we want to go check out. What is it?
Now, why is there a car randomly in the woods? Well, that's why you have to go find out.
Yeah, we don't know, but it is. It's like,
how do you know it's there?
Because
how do we
know
it's there?
You see it.
You see it when you drive by it. Yeah, I'm a big fan of abandoned videos too. There's two guys I used to watch called Sam and Colby, but they didn't get permission for one of their videos, and they ended up in jail.
Ooh, yeah, that can happen. That's the risk you take.
Yeah, because
for the
police
lights.
Caught them trespassing.
We've learned our lesson.
There's also a good development up in Raleigh where a hospital bought like a whole entire neighborhood, and they paid everybody like more than what their house was worth, and people just upped and left and like left their furniture and stuff because they're like, I'm starting new. And there's a whole neighborhood up in Raleigh.
It hasn't been torn down yet?
That I don't know. The videos as of 2017, the houses hadn't been torn down yet.
Is it going to still be, or what happened there?
No, I think the hospital is going to buy it, but they're just going really slow in developing the land.
Oh, okay.
But it became such a spot for urban explorers, they call themselves, that they had to hire police and security to stay on the street.
I would be so afraid if I was an urban explorer to run into transients and criminals.
Yeah, yeah. Like yourself.
Right. Me just hanging out.
So Dean also cracks me up. Buddy, stay on that mic over there because he likes to do gaming videos. So tell Loren, especially, Roy might know about this, but tell Loren why someone will watch a YouTube video of you playing games. What do you do? Like, what do we watch?
Minecraft.
And what happens in these videos?
Like, if I watch your YouTube channel of you playing a video game, what am I watching?
Well,
talk into the mic, bud.
I'm going to do it for a company, a video gaming company.
Uh-huh.
Then I get paid to do the videos.
Oh.
Okay.
So give us an example. Like, we're watching the Minecraft. Like, what happens? What do they say?
You could prank people.
But they say, hey, everybody, thanks for watching my video. What do they say after that?
I could do a whole thing.
Yeah, do the intro for everyone.
Do a whole thing. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, Loren just turned on your YouTube channel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another Minecraft video. Today, we're going to be doing blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Whatever.
And then?
And then.
Got to make sure you hit like and subscribe.
He knows that. That's what I'm trying to get him to do.
Smash that
right?
Like and subscribe button.
Hit the bell.
Hit the bell, exactly.
Yeah.
And then post your comments below. He was doing this for me in the car the other day, and he had me cracked up.
No.
Make sure to check out my Facebook.
Yeah, you got to plug your socials.
Well, that's for old people.
We also watch Farm Sim videos. I'm obsessed with Farm Simulator.
Do you want a farm?
Roy, you got it for us last year.
He doesn't want a farm.
What's become so? Roy got it for us last year. What's so cool about Farm Simulator 2019?
Is you could plow snow.
Because
We
got what? What are they called?
19.
No. What are they called? What is added to the game? You have a whole list of them.
Add-ons.
No. Mods.
What's a mod?
Modifying the game.
Oh, okay.
You upgrade your vehicles.
That's cool.
You can get these mods for free. These companies upgrade the game so you can buy different tractors, different things. Now they've added seasons, so it snows.
I have a four-wheeler.
You have a four-wheeler, too, that you can drive?
He just dabbed on him.
What happened? I didn't see.
I said psych and dabbed on Roy.
Cast.
That was awesome. My man just said psych and dabbed.
Where did you learn that? At school? Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, we psych each other all the time.
And then you
that's
dab?
How I get it. No, that's just something. Dabble the
time.
Get played during football, soccer.
Dab.
That is
so
funny.
That's what you drive for.
He goes, I got a four wheeler, and Roy, being nice, goes, oh, that's so cool. He goes, psych. that on you. Dean, that's not nice. Roy was asking about your four-wheeler.
It's funny. You know, it's good. I am considering, because they're coming out with a new Xbox, I'm not going to buy it. I'm just going to do the on the computer.
Oh, yeah. That they have the best mods. Like, you can get more mods on the computer than you can on the
console.
That
way I can just hack a game or whatever. A lot more mods. That's when I'm gonna switch to that. So I'm currently saving up.
Yeah.
Budgeting.
Yeah.
The other game, the planes.
Oh, Roy does that already.
Yeah, that's why I want
it
a PC.
For hours.
I really need a computer.
He's bigger on the planes than we are, bud.
Yeah, I know. I sometimes, for fun, fly from Charlotte to Sydney, and that flight doesn't exist. I make my own flight plans.
Did you do what I did, which was, and I've since been fired, but
gas?
You could become a pilot and fly, like, for the airline?
No, because I don't want to follow. So
you get to follow somebody's schedule.
There's a modded version of Grand Theft Auto where you can screw around with, I guess, other players who pretend to be cops, but you get to be a criminal, and I thought that would be really funny to actually run from not computer cops, but real player cops. But they were like, I went online and it's like, you got to dedicate 4 hours on weekends in like 2 hour intervals. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No, I have a life. I don't want to. All right. Hey, sweetheart, I got to go do a shift on my role playing game.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, I know, but it's big money for these guys. Like, I watched somebody called The Squad on Farm Simulator, Loren, and he, like, sits in front of his computer with a microphone like we have and just records into his YouTube channel him playing it.
Sterling thinks that I'd be very successful if I did that because we have personality. And he's like, if you just take your personality to a game, you'd probably make money. And I'm like,
Dean,
I get bored and tired.
Tell Roy and Loren about the character that Dad likes who plays Farm Sim.
What's his name? Mr. Chow.
I've heard Mr. Chow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mr. Chow from the Hangover movies. There's a guy who's not Asian. He's from Canada.
So insensitive.
And he does Mr. Chow. That's his character. He's like, and his name's Chow on the game.
Yeah.
So he's like, hello, losers. Welcome to another video game. It's Mr. Chow here.
And that's his whole money-making angle.
But he also plays regular, too. He plays the Chow character, then sometimes he'll play his regular character, which is, I think, Spencer. Is his name.
Did you just cut yourself through him?
No, I didn't cut myself.
Okay. Gosh, she just did something with a knife and she
loser.
No, but there's money in it, man.
I don't know.
It blows my mind. Loren hates all of it.
I do.
You wish every, and it's only because your brother was weirdly addicted to it.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I don't, even before Vinny was weirdly addicted to it, like, I just don't feel like I could ever date anybody who is that into a video game. Like, sure, I played them when I was young, like, probably Dean's age to, like, 10. But after that, like, I kind of grew out of it. And I think even our parents, like, kind of took it away from us at some point. And maybe we were weirdly addicted to it. I don't know. I love Duck Hunt. But other than that, like, our parents were like...
Is that funny, Dean?
As an old video game.
I can't wait because we own a whole esports team. I can't wait for when they ask the Ren to promote it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why back in the day there weren't a lot of gun videos. Like, they weren't popular on TV.
No, they weren't. Unless, other than Duck Hunt.
There was Duck Hunter,
yeah.
Contra was good.
But now there's, like, Fortnite and lots of...
Well, you know, technology has gotten better. That can allow us to do that.
Pac-Man was a thing.
Yeah, but, like, when we played video games when we were younger, it wasn't as violent as it is now.
No, it wasn't,
like,
as realistic.
Super Mario.
It's way realistic.
And, yeah, it was, like,
Mario
fun
Kart.
Games.
It was fantasy.
Mario Kart. Yeah, it was more fantasy. I think maybe that's my problem with it, is that it's gotten so, like, real.
Like Call of Duty?
Yeah, and as kids are, like, growing up, I don't know if they can really differentiate the difference between, like, reality and fantasy. And
but
that scares
to
me.
To me, that becomes a mental health issue because, like... If you can't tell the difference between a game.
Yeah, but there's so many kids that have, like, brain imbalances and like they're growing up and they're so like this stuff is so accessible to them that they might not know the difference. I don't know. I it's not something that I will probably have in my household.
You see, like a red flag for me would be someone who's playing, and this might be you or someone you know who's listening to this podcast, but you're playing Call of Duty or you're playing a Fortnite and you yourself have a huge collection of real guns. Like to me, it's got to be one or the other. Like either be into guns and go to shooting ranges or you're a police officer, but like don't have both because that's kind of scary. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the one of the things that irritates me more than I guess anything else is talking to somebody who's like a huge Call of Duty head and they talk like they could go to war tomorrow and be successful. And I'm like,
there's no way
shut
they could.
Up.
Yeah.
Like you have never, you would probably pee yourself on the battlefield. You'd be so scared.
I could land a plane, but.
Yeah, that's like, right, he can land a dang plane.
Hey, somebody did that. Somebody landed a plane in Colorado because they played the simulator. Mm,
it's probably luck.
So did the guy in Seattle. Well, no, who was the terrorist?
The guy in Seattle didn't end well.
No, he didn't land the plane.
No, he didn't. I wonder what the statistics are, how many people that have actually done military time for our country also enjoy playing Call of Duty.
Oh, I can't imagine they enjoy playing
I would
it.
Think that.
Well, there's a game, it's kind of like a military game. You're like a Navy SEAL, but it's open world, and meaning that you don't have to follow. You know how games like have a plan that you have to do this, this. Mm-hmm. This is where you could go do whatever you want. Now, you have goals.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we're trying to take down the cartel in this country, so you have to fly here or go here, but you can walk around and do whatever you want. It's way too realistic.
Is it SOCOM?
No, it's called Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Oh, okay.
And that's like evidently an older game. It is pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
But you have to take down the cartel in different regions of South America, but you control the story.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to this part of South America, you can. If you want to, you just have to get in the car or find a plane. And you're like, that is a level of really deepness. Like you get to control the story.
Yeah.
Because you're the one fighting the war.
Yeah, and I assure you, the story on your game is entirely different than the story in real life. Go try and take down the cartel in real life.
You're a 43-year-old man. Somebody who's, you know, 14 years old or 15 years old, like, might not be able to.
I'm a 44-year-old man who sits in the playroom with Dean and play Farm Simulator. My wife wants to know why the hell nothing's gotten done on the to-do list.
Yeah.
I'm plowing my farm. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't need any more distractions in my house for my husband than we already have.
He doesn't play any video games,
nothing,
does he?
He will soon, though, when your kids get older. Yeah.
I don't think he will, honestly. He feels the same way about video games that I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't got no time for that.
No. I mean, he...
He would like the sports game, though.
I don't know. I don't even think that. Like, Dallas grew up in a household where it was like...
No games.
Go out, like, take your ball and go outside and play a sport. Like,
well, we all did.
I know, but it's like Dallas's dad was a coach. He coached at Virginia Tech. Like, he grew up with that sports background mentality. And I'm not saying my kids have to play sports, but I want them to experience the world and not through a video game.
Yeah.
You guys are going to sound so old to your kids.
I know. And that's fine. Like, honestly, I like to think I'm like, I hate to say, like, I'm a cool mom, but like,
no, you won't.
No, and that's fine. When it comes to this, this is just one of those things that this is like a moral that I will stand by, and I don't think I'll ever bend on it. Like, I don't mind if Cash gets older and goes to somebody's house and plays video games for a little bit, but we're just not going to do it for 8 hours a day in our house.
What were you going to say, Dean, on the panel?
You don't want Cash growing up all he's doing is playing video games.
Yeah, it is much.
Unless he makes a lot of money at it.
But my thing is,
I wouldn't want that path for him.
Don't their butts hurt after something? Like, I was playing 50.
They sit in these comfortable chairs, dude.
Oh, see, I was playing a video game on my computer chair because I don't have, I guess, comfortable gaming chairs. And after like 50 minutes, I'm like, oh, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think like the guy that does like videos that I've seen Dean watch has like a giant chair like you would sit in on a simulator game with the speakers all around him.
Whoa.
In the chair, armrest with joysticks on the arm.
Can I just say one more thing since we're talking about like being comfortable and like what it does to you when you're watching video games? I know I sound so old saying this, but I know this personally. Like when like Nintendo and whatever went to the 3D models, I remember trying to play Nintendo 64 and getting so irritated with myself playing the game that irritation would carry over to my day-to-day life. And that's another thing that I think there's no line. Like, kids are getting like irritated because they can't pass a certain level, and then now mom and dad have an attitude and they don't want to do their homework because all they want to do is get back to the game.
You shouldn't spill whatever's fake shouldn't spill over to real life.
Yeah, turn the game off, go get into real life. I get that.
I won't even let Cash play. Like, if he's doing a puzzle or something that irritates him, I'm like, okay, this is clearly irritating you too much. We're going to move on to something else.
Isn't that what we say to you, Dean, sometimes? When you would get mad on that? You said the S word playing a video game once.
Ooh, that's bad.
What?
Yes, you did. You were playing Roblox, I think, and we put you on timeout. I spanked that ass, too.
Now you're the one saying bad words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah, lead by example over there, huh, Pa?
What did I say?
You said ass just now.
Now Roy's the one that did it.
Yeah, but he's telling us.
I know, I'm helping you
it's
out.
It's different.
Yeah.
Than you randomly saying.
Yeah,
all right.
I get it.
The A-word.
By the way, we one time showed... They ran this video, this awful video of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my God, it's so bad.
And it involved Lady of the Evening.
Yeah.
And we
let's put it this way. We say not safe for work. It wasn't safe for home. That's how bad the video was.
It was bad. And Lorraine was all fired up all day. Because you didn't know it existed.
Yep.
It shouldn't exist.
All right. Well, that's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. A 20-minute Rap Party Podcast for you on MLK Day. Which, of course, take a minute today and reflect. And remember, like what Dean said on the radio today. Dean, what did you say? It doesn't matter what anybody looks like, right? The color of their skin? Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Wax poetic for a minute on what people should do.
Tell us the story again, just in case somebody didn't hear it. A boy and a girl.
So one day, a little boy and a little girl, well, it was a very long time, they were friends together. And then they had to go home for something. I don't know. But, and then because they didn't want each other playing with each other because of black and white skin.
The parents told them that they couldn't be with each other anymore? Yeah. And what did you say after that?
I said, it doesn't matter what your skin looks like. Everybody's the same. Which is true.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true. Everybody's the same inside. We all have the same heart.
True. I mean, if you really want to get into it, but you should also recognize black culture and that they have...
Because we're different people.
Yes, but everybody's got... We all have the same things. We all breathe the same air.
Yes.
Blink the same way. Right? We need food to survive.
Although they may have it harder and more difficult.
Yes. Roy's a little more woke.
Yeah, I mean, there is more depth. I mean, you'll learn later. There's more depth.
He's got to learn in layers, guys. He's six years old.
Yeah, I mean, Loren, wait till like you get to 3 or 4, and like the brown skin conversation comes up from a white person, and a white child, you know, a black child asks their dad, you know, what about the white skin?
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing that comes up.
I remember my sister was at a hotel, and I don't know. It couldn't have been the first time my niece saw a black person. I think she was just randomly stating facts, but there was a black dad and a little black girl in the hot tub, and my niece looks over and goes, "Look, Mom, look." And she's like, "Yeah, that's a nice little family." And she goes, "Yeah, and she's black."
Mm.
She is.
Yeah.
But we don't, you don't even announce that.
Yep.
She's no different than...
Brown skin. Dean's got friends who are of African-American descent. Dean's got friends who are Indian descent, Asian. That's the cool thing, man, being friends with everybody. Right, Dean?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. Happy MLK Day, and enjoy your week.
Bye.
Dean, say bye.
Bye-bye.
And tell everybody to like our page.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.